This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, Dancing's history-making finale, E.T.'s backstage.
Danny needs to recover now.
Plus, how Kim and Pete are taking it to the next level.
Yo, Pete, what's your favorite thing about Kim, bro?
And is that a hickey? Then... Grammy nominees revealed.
Yeah, that's it.
Only we're with the man with the most nods beating out Bieber.
Hey!
Plus, a fresh take on the Fresh Prince.
I was finally there to sit on my throne.
Our first look at Bel Air, filled with tributes to the original. Then, the dark side of Kevin Hart.
Is Kev going to be able to do it?
Behind the scenes of his new thriller with Wesley Snipes.
I'm coming to bring the heat.
E.T. starts now.
Making Missy Elliott and all of us proud. Iman and Daniela with the freestyle to end all freestyles and the Dancing with the Stars mirror ball to show for it. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight, everybody.
Michelle, I was there in the press room the moment they won. We all stood up cheering and we were exhausted for them after this dance.
Yeah.
So many ballroom firsts, and I spoke to the dancing duo just moments after this historic win.
Oh my God, Iman and Daniela!
First ever basketball player to win. First ever win for you. How do setting those records feel?
They feel amazing. I couldn't be happier.
Kill it. We know you're going to kill it.
Iman's wife, Tiana Taylor, was on the road in New York City, but had a huge reaction watching the win with their daughter.
Yeah! What do mama and baby girl think of this?
I haven't talked to him yet. I know my mom probably going to be choked up. She wasn't able to come today. My father tested positive for COVID.
Oh, no. I hope he's okay. Is he okay?
He's okay.
Okay.
He's fighting. He's strong.
Today, I spoke to Iman's dad, Otis, who's feeling good and couldn't be more proud.
How did it feel for you all when you heard his name called?
Elated, joyful, excited. We said, Dad, I can win it all. Like I always told him, I says, you don't know how to lose.
JoJo and Jenna came in second, followed by Cody and Cheryl in third. Amanda and Alan took home fourth place. And each couple told me a behind-the-scenes secret about their final dances.
I was nervous because my shoe got stuck in that moon.
Oh.
But we finagled ourselves out of it, so I'm very happy about that.
You're hanging
yes.
from a hoop. What was that arm strength? What was that moment?
You know, and we joke about how I have no upper body strength right now. It was hard.
You two made history again having dancers dance with same-sex partners tonight in your dance.
That was JoJo's idea. And I was like, you're brilliant. Let's do it.
Sold.
Turns out no one had more fun with it than Jenna's husband, Val.
They loved every second.
I've never seen her husband so excited.
Oh, he was living his best life. Watch back. He does a dip, and he is not flexible. He said, skirt! But he threw it.
JoJo also got a shout out from former contestant and friend, Kim Kardashian.
Good luck, and I love you.
Kim's awesome. Video tonight blew my mind.
Kim, meanwhile, is taking things next level with her new man, Pete Davidson.
Can we get one shot together, Kim, please?
The couple sparked a major paparazzi frenzy Sunday night, stepping out to dinner at a popular Italian restaurant in Santa Monica.
Yo, Pete, what's your favorite thing about Kim, bro?
And check this out. Is that a hickey on Pete's neck? Sure looks like it. The smiling couple were snapped giggling inside Pete's Lamborghini. A source tells ET they've been having a lot of fun, and Kim thinks Pete is hysterical and he's constantly making her laugh. But they also have been connecting on a deeper level. Kim's ex Kanye? Well, Ye seems to be working on that revenge body and looking buff in a tank top Saturday in LA. Now to Tori Spelling and Dean McDermott. Fans had a lot of questions after she posted this holiday card with her five children. Dean, MIA. Tori fired back amidst all the speculation of a split, saying, fact, Dean was filming his new feature film in Canada. Yeah, Dean was definitely in Canada. The actor was spotted at a hockey rink. The match apparently got a little intense, and Dean got into an altercation. For the record, Dean was also away working during last year's family holiday shoot, but Tori held up a picture of him. A source tells ET, the couple has been struggling.
Yeah, the struggle is real. Now let's talk music and today's Grammy nominations. It was a great morning, especially if your initials start with JB.
John Batiste.
11 nominations. What does it mean to you to have the most nominations of any artist on this planet?
We made these albums in the pandemic. To come out of it and receive the recognition just brings me to tears. I'm so moved.
Stephen Colbert, you know who's going to get a raise now?
Justin Bieber trails the Late Show band leader, tying Doja Cat and her with 8 nominations.
Let's go.
A Grammy first this year, 10 nominees in the big 4 categories, and up for all of them, including Best New Artist. Olivia Rodrigo, who racked up 7 total nods after winning Best New Artist at Sunday's AMAs. The 18-year-old is up against the CMA's New Artist of the Year, Jimmy Allen, after his tearful win.
Just for the record, these ain't new tears. They leftover tears.
Another big matchup to look for when the Grammys air live on CBS January 31st.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Yep, Taylor Swift and Kanye going head-to-head for Album of the Year. But Ye, who's recently been all about ending feuds.
You did leak Drake's address, correct?
Well, it's on Google Maps.
Okay. Is also up against Drake for Best Rap Album after they announced a reunion concert. And then there's this Donda collab. Finally free. The Weeknd, who said he was boycotting the Grammys, wound up getting a nod today for his song with West.
We're very happy to be celebrating our Grammy win tonight.
Previous duet winners Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga are nominated again for Love for Sale, which marks the 95-year-old's final studio recording.
Tony's always ready.
And this triple nominee is riding high, Jasmine Sullivan.
Of course, any nomination is a blessing. I mean, I've been nominated 12 times.
We caught up with the R&B singer at the Soul Train Awards, where she's up for 6 nods. But as far as grabbing Grammy gold...
If I win, that'll be even more awesome.
You know what would be even more awesome is if you perform. I'm putting that out there right now. I need to see a performance.
I would love that.
Listen, that was my soundtrack of the summer, so I know she's going to pick up some awards. Okay, the Soul Train Awards air this Sunday on BET. All right, now let's get to Will Smith, because he just took the Fresh Prince legacy to a deeper level. Here's your first look at Bel-Air.
This is a story all about how my life got flipped. Show me something different. Turned upside down.
That's Will doing a dramatic reading of the OG theme song, one of the many Easter eggs dropped in the first look at the new show that's actually coming back as a drama.
I was finally there to sit on my throne.
Newcomer Jabari Banks is the Fresh Prince. Other nods to the original series? The sneakers are the same, Jordans like Will wore, basketball, and did you see the dice?
The license plate said fresh in it, a dice in the mirror.
Will is one of the executive producers of Bel-Air, which premieres next year on Peacock. But tomorrow on Paramount Plus, The Real World Homecoming Los Angeles. Kevin Frazier got a tour with the crew in the original house 28 years later.
We're old and fabulous, and hopefully more mature.
I just feel like I've been transported back to 1993.
Irene, you walk in the house and what's your first thought?
Holy crap, I'm back here.
It felt like no time had passed at all.
I think this is going to be a great experience.
And airing tonight on ABC, the 200th episode of The Bachelorette. And Michelle Young is calling in some backup.
We see the men meet your students in this episode. They know you, they love you. They're good judges of character, I think.
Oh, absolutely. They are going to give it to you straight.
Hit me with your hardest questions, guys.
Have you fought in front of Miss Young?
Maybe.
If your students don't like one of these guys, is that a deal breaker?
I feel like I would need to sit down and have a conversation and be like, okay, lay it out on the line. Normally we don't talk about relationships in this extent with Miss Young, but like, here's your opportunity. Snitched.
And there's more new TV. Kevin Hart's showing us a different side in True Story.
I can never be this dark. So it's fun when you can be. It's fun when you're allowed to be.
Kev's new Netflix limited series is partly a true story. He plays a super successful stand-up comic. Now, that much is true. Where it gets unreal is after a drunken night out with his brother, played by Wesley Snipes, Kevin is faced with the question, how far will he go to protect what he's worked so hard for?
I got this.
Why is that every time you tell me you got it, I feel like I get in more trouble?
I told him, you might not want to cast me in this, and I'm coming to bring the heat. And he said, hey, that's what I want. And here we are.
The 7-episode drama, which streams tomorrow, is produced by the same team that brought us Narcos. So you know it's going to be intense.
Hey, how do you go home and kind of leave that behind? You got a family at home. What do you do?
I was like, what are you going to do? You going to Chick-fil-A today? What are you going to eat? Mm-hmm. You probably get a sandwich. I'll get one later. All right. Action. Ah, ah. Cut. All right. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to go get my kids. I'll see y'all later. Yeah.
What does your wife think of it?
A little scary, but she thinks it's great.
I am telling you, everybody, brace yourselves. That show is Kevin Hart like you have never seen him before. And that's all I can say. But now to our exclusive with Kevin's former co-star, Kelly Rowland.
I want our Christmas to be just like this.
Her new holiday role and the star that wants Kelly to play her in a movie.
You know what? Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
Then, Harry Hamlin. What it would take to get him to join the L.A. Law reboot.
Could be a really interesting show if they did that again.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Neither Mr. Rollins nor I have any doubt whatsoever as to Brian Chisholm's innocence, and neither will the jury.
So L.A. Law lasted for 8 dramatic seasons on NBC. Now, 35 years after it first premiered, we're getting a revival, Lauren. Yes, and Blair Underwood is returning. Oh, starring and executive producing, Corbin Burnson will be back, too. But what about Harry Hamlin?
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed. Our Matt Cohen went straight to the source.
L.A. Law is being revived with some of your former castmates. Would you ever consider going, showing up on L.A. Law again?
I vote yes.
I like to move forward in my life. The thing I loved about that show is we took the headlines and we sort of went in, did postmortem on things that were actually happening at the time. It could be a really interesting show if they did that again.
If it's ripped from the headlines Harry's seeking, he certainly found it in the Hot Zone. The 3-part special event, which begins Sunday on National Geographic, is based on the deadly anthrax attacks in 2001. Harry plays newsman Tom Brokaw.
I need
odds of recovery, history of outbreaks, everything you can get me, especially if it involves Al-Qaeda.
They first came to me about it, and I said, there's no chance. So that's why I took it on, because it's impossible, right? I mean, why not?
Get the hazmat units mobilized. I'll start running it up the chain.
Daniel Day-Kim plays the FBI agent leading the investigation. Tony Goldwyn is Dr. Bruce Ivins, the scientist that went from investigator to prime suspect. He told us the anthrax scare hits close to home.
My wife and I put Cipro pills in our kids' school backpacks, Cipro being the antibiotic you take when you're anthrax poisoning. We didn't open our mail for a month. So it was very frightening.
I think there are some eerie parallels between what happened then and what's happening now. You know, the politicization of science, a culture of misinformation.
Well, I'm definitely going to be tuned into this, really, because Daniel Day-Kim is in it, just saying.
And looks the same as he did years ago. Let's move on, though, to a different kind of TV drama, the kind that broke up a This Is Us super couple.
I remember just, like, sobbing.
Chrissy Metz on the shocking Katobi split, her final season sneak peek.
Is there a chance for reconciliation?
Then Kelly Rowland reveals set secrets from her holiday movie.
They were the only ones that knew.
Gail King holding her grandson Luca alongside favorite daughter Kirby. It's a cute callback to a photo of Gail back in 1986 sitting next to her mom, who's holding Kirby. So sweet. And speaking of Gail, she just revealed the star who she thinks is destined to play her in a movie.
I think I would like Kelly Rowland to play me.
Okay. That's a good choice.
Oh my gosh. Oh gosh. Oh gosh. I'm honored. I love Gail.
Gail King, the movie. You're ready.
I'm always ready.
And Kelly's getting you ready for the holidays with a new movie.
I want our Christmas to be just like this. Peaceful and relaxed.
You know, Merry Little Christmas Baby is Kelly Rowland's baby.
It is my baby. We got a chance to see a trilogy. This was one idea that turned into a part two that now is a part three.
In the second one, you hid your belly.
Yeah, I
did. This one, you had the big fake belly.
I know.
You had just had a baby. So what was that like?
I was tired of having a belly.
Merry Little Christmas Baby, which debuts Saturday on Lifetime, is about family and all the mayhem that happens during the holidays. And let's just say, chaos also happened on set.
We almost died filming that scene.
I inhaled, and you just sucked in the feathers. The one got lodged in my throat. Let me just say, I would not recommend this at home.
Yeah, I lost a lot. The wig almost came off, but we're still here.
I'm still pulling feathers out of my hair.
You still fine.
Once you notice the kids starting to back away, that's when we got excited.
Oh, we know y'all are just the big kids. So listen, while that cast is celebrating Christmas, the new year will be the start of the long goodbye for the Pearsons. Matt Cohen catching up with our girl, Chrissy Metz, after last season's Kate and Toby shocker.
This is the last time I'm doing this.
At what point did you know Toby was not your forever person?
There was always sort of talks about it. Who's the couple that's not going to potentially make it?
And, forever? Since people knew from the
kind
beginning?
Kind of. I had a conversation over Zoom right before we were starting the season about the particulars. And I remember just like sobbing on the Zoom.
We were not ready when we saw Kate about to marry another guy in last season's finale. But fans, get ready for this little nugget.
Is there a chance for reconciliation maybe?
Why not?
Next season?
Why not?
I think we should seriously consider it.
Is there an opportunity in your mind, in your heart, to explore Kate as a spinoff?
I mean, that would be so cute.
We'll see the Katobi drama play out when the This Is Us final season premieres January 4th. But for now, Chrissy has a side hustle.
Ready? Make it happen.
She's the host of a new craft competition show, Meet Your Makers Showdown, premiering Saturday on Discovery Plus.
You know, I'm a lover of crafts, and I love all things that you can make with your hands, and I'm so impressed by all the artists who are involved in the show.
Say hello to your inspiration judge, Leanne Ross. Woo!
It's stunning.
Leanne joins in to judge these amazing artisans who race against the clock for a $10,000 prize. And it turns out Leanne is a crafty lady as well.
I spent way too much money on candles, so I decided I wanted to learn how to make them, and now I spend even more money on candles. I learned something new about myself through crafts.
All right, coming up, we know Tom Brady doesn't like strawberries, but what about turkey? Tom's surprising Thanksgiving confession is next.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
It's going to be our first married Thanksgiving. Very grateful.
Our exclusive with newlywed Gwen Stefani spreading holiday cheer at Disneyland.
Yeah, plus only we get back with director Peter Jackson talking lost Beatles footage.
There's not a single moment of them being prima donnas.
I was fortunate to be able to see a little bit of it already.
Michelle, spill it.
It leaves you wanting so much more. It's really, really cool just to see them behind the scenes. Okay. Now, before we go, Tom Brady revealed to Oprah on his Sirius XM radio podcast, Let's Go, that he's really looking forward to having a normal Thanksgiving after he retires.
Whatever normal means to Tom Brady and Giselle, but leave it to Oprah to ask what we all wanted
Absolutely.
To know from the superstar athlete.
What are you actually eating at the Thanksgiving table?
Just like everyone else. Just like everyone else. You know, that's the one deal where I'm like, screw it, let's go for it.
But do you eat the cranberry sauce out of the can, Tom? That's what I want to know.
I'm a can girl.
Oh, not me. I'm a fresh girl.
Okay, well, we all have our hot takes.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
We'll see you later.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.